Lesson 1. Fossils. Scientists study the fossils in rocks to find out how old the rocks are. Fossils give clues about what happened in Earth's history. Fossils are mainly found in rock that used to be mud millions of years ago. Most fossils are the remains of animals and plants from the distant past. Some fossils are so small that they must be studied under a microscope. These are the kind that scientists study the most. The word fossil makes many people think of dinosaurs. The bones and large fossils of some dinosaurs are in many museums. These reptiles lived on Earth for more than 100 million years. Some dinosaurs were quite small, but some weighed as much as 80 tons, 72,574.8 kilograms. Around 65 million years ago, all dinosaurs became extinct. No one really knows why they disappeared so quickly. At one time, scientists did not know which fossils came first. They did not know which animals in fossils were older than others. Someone who helped make this clear was William Smith. He was an English engineer. Smith was in charge of building waterways in England about 100 years ago. He needed to know what kinds of rocks to cut through in the hills. Often, he could tell if the rock under the ground was hard or soft. He did this by studying fossils lying nearby. Smith knew it was useful to tell how and when rocks were formed, but it wasn't until much later that scientists could explain what fossils tell us about Earth's history. They continued to learn about Earth's history by putting fossils in order, from the oldest ones to the most recent.